Rabotai, a luta que está com o Shulchan Aruch, it's loy for anyone who's a Yahweh Shemayim. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch. She yehi meitzer v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdash. That he should be meitzer v'doyeg. He should be distressed and worried that the churban beis hamikdash. Loy l'chol yorei shemayim is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The shaila is, what about a person who's not a yorei shemayim? What is he supposed to do? Is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch for the non-yorei shemayim? The Sforim say that if a person is not a Yoy Shemayim, he has to first worry about his own Churban, the Churban of who he is. And Abaytai, I asked the Olam to stay a little bit to talk, because I want to talk a little bit about what hates Tisha B'Av. What is the Yoyim of Tisha B'Av? What is that which we are made to be Dayim? And in two short words, Rabotai, the word, the day of Tisha B'Av is a day of Yira Shemayim and Yira Ha'inish. Rabotai, we sit on the floor of Tisha B'Av. What are we sitting on the floor? What are we wailing about? What are we crying about? Do we know what we're crying about? What are we to get in touch with? HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beit HaMikdash thousands of years ago. What are we to learn from that? What are we to learn from that? I'd like to speak a little bit about what we ought to learn about that. You know, the Megillah Vayikra that we just laid was not supposed to be the Kriya that we just laid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyahu HaNavi, write a Megillah and go and read it to the people. And the Megillah was a prophetic Megillah. It was a prophecy that was going to happen. Eicho Yashkov HaDod was, if you're not going to the Tshuva, if you don't mend your ways, if you don't look and have a different agenda in life, other then coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person doesn't have that agenda as his number one agenda, if a person doesn't do that, our Rabbi said, Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed, I'm going to take away everything you have, you're going to be thrown out of your land, and women are going to eat their children's flesh, and children are going to be lying in the streets with their tongues hanging out and stuck to their cheeks because they're thirsty. Death, destruction, it was a warning. And the Pasuk says, they weren't afraid, and then Eicha became not a warning. Eicha became a lament. Eicha, Tisha B'Av is a yom that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means it. The Torah means it. Yirah Ha'Einish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nevi'im warned. And the Eibishter was Marichah, and he waited. But the Lord Pachad, they weren't afraid. And they weren't afraid of the Shuvah. But my son, the Svarim HaKadoshim, I've been to the Svarim of Bereshim, right? That Tisha B'Av is the beginning, really is the first step in the Yomim Nairoim. Those were his words. It starts with Tisha B'Av. I think what he means is the following. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, the Itri HaTshuva, or Itri HaRishon, Charata, the first Itri and Tshuva, is charata. I have charata that I did in Aveira. Why do I have charata that I did in Aveira? Listen to the words of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yovin levavoi. A person has to know in his heart and understand in his heart. Kira v'mar ozvoi et Hashem. It is bitter and evil. It is evil and bitter forsaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. walking away from my Kodesh Baruch Hu, being chaytek, not having a different agenda than coming close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it is bitter and evil, evil and bitter. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Yoshiva Libay, the person has to realize, Ki yesh oynish v'nokam v'shileim al ha'omer. At the end of the day, there's an oynish. At the end of the day, we don't get the message. There's an oynish. We didn't take, Eichel, we just read, we didn't take the warning. We didn't take the warning, and what happened? Korban, destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a patch. We have to learn from the patch. What a patch Klal Yisrael had 60 years ago, 65 years ago. A patch Klal Yisrael had. Did we learn from that patch? Did we realize what haste 11? Did we realize, did we realize the heaven of this Olam Hazeh? What people would have given for a little drink of water 65 years ago? For a piece of bread, for just life, to put on a pair of tefillin, to daven, that they would have given. They would have given everything. And today, nothing to us. Umavada our besmetish, umavada our tefillah, umavada ourselves. Those are churban avdis. On the boy side, we have to realize they have to be in a shemayim, they have to be here at the Amish. And at the end of the day, the Amish means it. Ram Amar Ozoi Et Hashem V'yoshiv El Libor Ki Yesh Oynesh V'nokom V'shilei Mava Ovin. The Pasuk says Li Nokom V'shilei, the Eivish at the end will take the Nekoma. And the truth is the Nekoma is for us to get the message. It's for us to get the message that we have to live a better life. We have to live a life of Ruchnius. We have to live a life of Kovid Shemayim. We have to live a life of Kovid Beit HaMedrash. Churban Bayis, on the night of Churban Bayis, how could we not talk about how we have to be mechazik our tefillah, our mechazik our avodah? How could we not recognize our shortcomings? How could we not recognize chas v'sholom if we don't get the message? Or chas v'sholom? Rachmana l'tzlan, I'll just tell us something that might be awaiting us. Ashrei Odom Mesachei Tomit. Fortunate is a person who's Mesachei Thomas. I'm going to say, Chazal tell us a fascinating thing. Chazal tell us, the Pasuk, we just read the Pasuk. Tisha B'Av is called a Moyeg. It's called a Moyeg. We spoke on the last Tuesday night, we spoke. A Moyeg means a meeting place between God and the Jewish people. Where do we meet? We part on Tisha B'Av. Where do we meet? So we said a Taish, I'd like to share with the Olam something I thought of this afternoon, something that came to me. I think David should give me a matana for the Olam on it. You know, the Gemara in Tainus tells us, that when we sit on the floor at the Sudam HaSeket, and we eat Pascha, and we eat just one Tashel, we sit Bein Tana L'Shirayim and Amokim B'Zoyim, and the Chazal tell us, probably says the Zaymaloi, it should appear to the person should be Zidabari Loi, is the one who said they did it. Kemeitoi Mutu Lafana. Like he was in Avel, and he was like a dead person, a Korvus is a die. That's how we have to sit. But I'd like to share to the other. A Medrash in Eicha Rabba. The Medrash says the following. Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Mishum Rav Yishuv Ben Levi. Korah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachi HaShoret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Malachi HaShoret Omer Lohem. Melech Bosa B'Dom Kishemeit Lohemeit. If a Melech Bosa B'Dom has lost a child, whom is Abel, my dark and life, what should you do? Yo Yishiv Uwaisa, you should sit and cry. Kachan Yoisa, the Siv, Ayitra Hashem Al Hakim Tzvokos, the Nechi, the Mishpeh, the Lekom. I'm going to cry. Omer Lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachi HaShoret. Let's go together. Malachim, let's go together. Venir of the let's see at my house. Me'a osu oivim boy, what do the enemies do in my house? Miyar, holoch ha-kodesh baruch hu malachi ha-shoreh, v'yir mi yilufano. V'kivon shirah ha-kodesh baruch hu beit ha-mikdash omar. V'vada izehu beiti. This is my house. Shabbat Oivim Ba'asav HaKitzayinam. Ba'ayt Hashah, on Yaakot Shvarku Ba'ayimah. Oivim Ya'al-Bekzi. Ba'ayt Hashah, Atem, where are you? My children, where are you? Oh yeah, my Hashah, Atem, my loved ones, where are you? Ma'asav HaKem, what shall I do for you? What have I done to you? Yisraiti B'Hashem, I warn you. The Lord Chazart and the children. You didn't do children. Oh my God, it's wonderful to hear me. I need to tell you my other. Shalom Eloi Ben Yechidi. I had one son. Oh, so the chupa who makes the Tosefta Pasuk. He died under the chupa. I had one son. And he calls and he says, Lesh Bekar, my problem is Yitzchak, called Yaakov, and Moshe, and Yisrael, and the Yoyden, this guy, they know how to cry. Kibbut Shirai, so my God, Shibor, from Yad. And Yitzchak, Hashem, and the King, Tzvaka, is the Yoyim, Ahud, and the Chiyu, the Mitzvah, and the Tosefta. And then, the Medrash says, "Why you boishim ba'olchem yishar zel l'shar zel?" The Eidush said with the obvious, "Kim meitzah im mutal l'fanah," like a dead body, like a person who's meitzah im mutal l'fanah. I want to argue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the day of Tisha B'Av and he cries. He cries because we didn't take his warning, and he cries and he hopes that one day we will take his warning, and we sit on the floor and we cry. Because we didn't take a Kodesh Baruch Hu's warning. And we look back and we say, look what I have done. The Eidishter looks back and says, look what I had to do. And we sit and we're mis'abel together. I think that might be the Avelus. That might be the Mayit, which is Tisha B'Av. Here is the meaning of Tisha B'Av. We're mis'abel and the Eidishter mis'abel. We are Avelus from what we have brought. And the Eibush is misabel, and what he had to do, he caught of what we brought. That's an Avelus. The Avelus of Tisha B'Av. Yirat HaHayush. We have to recognize that there are consequences to everything we do. Everything we do, there are consequences. But by saying the last 100 years, if I were to ask you who is the softest, the sweetest, the greatest Gadol, who probably could never have said a word of Lashon Hara in his life, but certainly from the time he was Eimer al Daitoi, he would all say it's the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim once had a knock on his door. And they came to tell him the terrible news. There was a big vizier in the town who was bitten by a rabid dog. And this rabid dog, the rabies, entered his system and he went a little bit crazy. And in the middle of the night, in the dead of the night, the dead of winter, he walked outside. And he walked the streets at night, and he froze to death. And they came to tell the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim looked up and he said, I've been waiting 25 years for that news. And they looked at the Chofetz Chaim in disbelief, and the Chofetz Chaim said, 25 years ago, this wealthy man, this Yuvir who gave so much tzedakah, this landlord had a yatsum and an almana living in an apartment, in a house. And they couldn't pay the rent. And he told them they had to leave. And they couldn't leave. So he told his workers to take the roof off the house in the middle of the winter. And they had to move out. They had to move into the shul. The Prophet Chaim, this person was rolling in dough. This person that was living high on the hog. But there's one day the Eibishter says, enough is enough. 25 years the Chofetz Chaim said I was waiting for the Eibishter to exact his punishment. Rabbeinu, it's so difficult when we look around and we see people doing avodas, doing things that are wrong. But it's so difficult in this environment to live on the straight and narrow. It's so difficult outside the Beis Medrash and inside the Beis Medrash. It's so difficult when people go to Mekhaimites. They go away. They go to places that their mom and they can't help but be nichshol. They can't help but fall premeditatedly. Not only that, they try to bring others into it. So difficult to remain straight and narrow. To remain on that Kodesh Baruch Hu's path. Sometimes we look and we say, nothing's happening to that person. Nothing's happening to him. every makom v'shila in the Eidish that says, your calculator is not my calculator, but in one day, there will come a time when the jig is up. That's the first step in tshuva, is tshuva. The first step in tshuva is charata. The charata is, I better shape up. Simple, basic, I better shape up. Because if I don't, the jig might be up. And I might be having an edge. The person has to be the pachad all the time. When it comes to Yerushalayim. I'd like to say something that I was just aiming on right before the Eichon. Tisha B'Av is a Dira Venus. It says in the Rabbah, Kol she'enay mu'adav, on a regular level, the person doesn't, if a person is Ovel, and he doesn't do Avelus, he's not lying in Avelus, like the Chachamim say, Arei ze Achzori. He's an Achzori. He's cruel. Elo mesache di yidag di yifash vish b'may. Di yasur b'shul. An Ovel, amazing words from the Rambam. First of all, an Ovel, if he's not his Abel properly, is an Achzori. Who's he not Zori about? The person is dead. Azori means he's cruel. Who's he being cruel to? Who's he being cruel to? The truth is he's being cruel to himself. Because Avelus is about, listen to the Rambam. The Yisake, he has to be a Pachad, the Yidag, and he has to worry, the Yafashvish, the Maisav, he has to look at his mic, the Yachzor, the Shuvah. The Echlag is the Chaburah, Shemeis, Kibdai Kola Chaburah Kul. And the Zeda of Allah Avelus, is the Avelus, the Tishabah, Yidai Kola Chabura, Echad, the Nei Chabura Shemes. A person has to be the Tacha, from Avelus. And Avelus of Tishabah, a person has to be the Tacha. And if a person is not the Tacha, he's an Avzori on himself. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis. What a tainus is about, we have a misconception about a tainus. We think a tainus is we fast, how we should fast, have an easy fast. The Rambam doesn't talk about fasting too much. He talks about crying after the Eibishter. And he says that you have to cry after the Eibishter, and you have to be going to the tshuva. I will then lo yizakru v'lo yariyu, el yoyim rudover zem yiminig ha'olam, ira zitistan ha'minig ha'olam. It's Zoraz and Nikra. Nikra is a happenstance. Arei ze derech avzori. That's the person who's an avzori. V'goyem et lo'em lidovei v'maseyem aroi. It causes the person to maintain his evil status. Zel v'avzori. So shteit milchus avelus. Shteit n'rambam et milchus tayin. If we don't take to heart, we nokom v'shilei. If we don't take the heart, Rabbi Sai, if a person can sit down to Eicha, and he can walk away from Eicha, the same person, he can walk away from Eicha, not realizing that I have to mend my ways, I have to be better. And he can walk away from hearing about Korban, and he mocks his own diamond, he mocks his own life. If a person can walk away, that without a Yiras or Einish, he's missing the point of Tisha B'Av. Is missing the point of it. I would argue the following. If a person realizes that a person says, they is near what could happen because of what I've done, how can we eat? How could a person eat? It's not the pshat that we starve ourselves. We have to have the mental state to realize. If we don't bend our ways, and if we're not going to the bias, if we don't build ourselves, if we don't do our part in building the bias, as the Chazal tell us, we destroy the bias. We should talk about Zoycha, and we should get the point of Tishba, and it should be the first step in our tshuva. It should be the first step in our tshuva in realizing that the Eibishter is there for us, to help us. But if we don't take that message, if we don't come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oynish happens. It could be 5 years, it could be 10 years, it could be 50 years, it could be after 120 years. And when we look back and we say, wow, what did I do? I'd like to share with you a gerah that I'm going to paraphrase. What just indulge me for one more moment. The gerah says that a person would only know the tainus of what Olam Haba is. If a person would only know the wrath that a person wrought, everything, nothing is forgotten. When a person goes to the Olam HaEmes, all of his chushim open up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him the Tanugei Olam Haba. And a person realizes, wow, there's nothing in this world in Olam HaZeh that can be a second of that kindness. And a person realizes, no, we're not letting you in there. You went after all the foolishness. You aren't looking to be carved back on your forehead. You did Averis. The tsar that a person has then is the greatest tsar that is beyond imagination. And it's the same tsar of Averis al-Akhur. It's the tsar, what did I do? What I could have done, what did I do? Tishugav is the first step. It's the charat. Very hard to get in touch with Korban Bayis. But I think we all, and I speak for myself, we can all get in touch with the Korban that's within us. The avoida of the is to realize that his actions have consequences. They have consequences and consequences for himself, his chaver, his family, for Klal Yisrael. How could we not take pause to realize we have to be better? We have to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have decorum in Beis Hashem. When we're crying over Chorban Bayis, we're sitting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the last vestige that we have that is in the Ein of Mikdash. Think about that, Rabbi. Think about that when we walk into the Beis Medrash. Think about that when there's a time to talk to the guy next to you. Think about that when somebody's standing in the history and trying to have kavod and you're talking to the person next to you and bothering you. Think about that when you walk out, when a person walks out in the middle of the street and says, hey, think about that when a person says something that untoward speaks on the talent. A voice like, this is the last message we have. And if this is how we treat it, how could we ever expect that it's a binyan right? A voice like, not only the base HaKnesses, not only the base Medrash, it's ourselves, it's the Mikdash that's a person. When we let our eyes see, what we let ourselves go to, what we let ourselves involve ourselves in, it's all Chorban. It's all Chorban, it's all Chol Hashem. We should talk about Zayichah, but we should get the message. We should all get the message of Tisha B'Av. We should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should realize that if we're to mekabel on ourselves a tshuva, if we're mekabel on ourselves a better life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come to the realization that we've had enough service, we've had enough goals, and we should take a seat with Nechama Tzia and Yerushalayim.